For thus says the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon his throne in the house of Israel. Why? Because Jesus took his seat. Hallelujah. Ephesians says, and raise him up, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. And did what? Sit him at his own right hand. Where? In heavenly places. Where? In Christ Jesus. God raised Jesus from the dead, raised us up together with him, made us sit together with him in heavenly places. Where? In Christ Jesus. And we are the body of Christ that's been raised in righteousness to reign in life through the one man, not two, not three, not four, but one, the only one. We are to reign in life. So I said, chill up, my brother and my sister. Chill up. Throw away the garment of sadness and despair. Put on the garment of praise. Come on and sing. Shout and dance, because we're having a party. Hallelujah. I'm in a kingdom that'll never end. I've been born again, and God's life is on the inside of me. My spirit has been created in the image and likeness of God, and I have the faith of God to speak the word of God against the foe that comes against me and you. You have that right. I have that right. So when the enemy come talking loud, telling you what he's going to do to you, just lift your hands and head up high. Begin to shout out praise to God. Laugh right in his face. Put that old devil to flight. Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah. He might try to stop you. Glory to God. Sometime he'll make his attack at night, telling you, I got you now. But don't you know you got a praise in your bedroom? Don't you know you got a shout too? So when you have to praise and shout, it doesn't matter about your wife or husband who in the house being disturbed. If they had good sense, they'll join with you. And so let's shout and praise God for the victory. We're not gonna whine. We're not gonna moan. We're not gonna complain, but we're gonna give thanks. The greatest he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So what are you saying? I'm saying, keep your praise. Walk in your righteousness. Walk in it. You didn't buy it. You can't earn it. It's a gift. You were made that way. Take your place. Receive it, accept it, and take your stand on the Word of God. Let me say this in closing. The enemy always trying to make you think, and even in some teaching, they always, I'm correcting mine, make you think, you got to get your healing. You got to get your prosperity. You got to get your peace. No, I don't. Already got it. Already got it. I already have it. I said I already have it. Let me shoot it to you this way. If you didn't get it. If I didn't have it, why is he trying to get it? You've already been healed. You're already rich. You're already strong. You're already intelligent. That's why he's trying to get it. Because you got it. I said to somebody earlier, if a thief knows there's no money in that bank, you think he's going to break in and try to steal it? If he knows there's no money in there, you know he's not going to be breaking in there. Why he's trying to break in your life and take your peace? Because he knows you got it. You need to tell him, no, you don't. No, you don't. You know what you did yesterday? I said, no, you don't. I got the blood, I got the word, and I got the name. Now get. You heard me. I said get. It's as far as you come. Get! In Jesus' name. How do you get to that place? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. What will it do? Teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymn and spiritual song, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. That's what, see, if you do that, you got it. You just build it and you know it. And when he shows up, say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, that's far as you come. Stop right there. Now turn yourself around and get going. Did not the scripture say if you resist the devil, he'll flee from you? Didn't it say it? Oh, well, we need to get our mouth open. Don't be walking around and say, I'm so broke. I'm rich. I'm rich. And when God tells me what to do to get it in my possession and manifestation, I do it. But I'm already rich. And I need to pursue that so I have it in my possession. Stop letting your crop lay out in the field and go get it in the harvest and bring it into the barn. You can't do any good with it in the field, but if you put it in the barn, you can go get it. Can we say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've gone all of my time. May we stand. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your precious people. Thank you for your love for us. We love you, Father. We bless your name.